Verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that forgiveness means we will be with Jesus our Savior. Those completely forgiven come to Jesus our Savior. It says to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. The writer of Hebrews uses the name given to God the Son at His birth. Remember what it said? Thou shalt call His name, what? Jesus. The name given to Him at His birth. He is seen in Hebrews as the one who destroyed the devil that had the power of death. He is the one in Hebrews who was made like us and felt our temptation. It is Jesus in Hebrews chapter 4 who invites us to boldly come to the very throne of God and find His grace and mercy. It is Jesus through whom all things are promised to us, as Paul tells us. All things are ours in Christ. It is through Him. All is given to us. As Colossians says, He sustains all things. So here in Hebrews 12:24, we at last get to fall before Jesus, Him who is our all in all. And we'll be able to do just what the chorus we often sing declared. We find Him to be true. It's not very often we get to quote a hymn from someone in Oklahoma, but one of our own native sons has written about 2,500 at current count choruses and songs. But Dennis Jernigan, in fact, I just read his testimony. He was over in Jerusalem while we were there, and they were selling in the lobby of his church that he was ministering at his testimony, and I read it. I had no idea of the horribly stained and wicked past. Maybe that's why he has so many songs. He's so aware of his forgiveness in Christ. But here's one chorus he wrote. He said, "You are my strength when I'm weak. You're the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Taking my shame, my cross, taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I take your name. You are my all in all." Isn't that what we're going to sing when we finally get to see Jesus? Jesus, you're the Lamb of God. Holy is your name. Jesus, you're the Lamb of God. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. When I fall down, because remember, we're not perfect yet, you pick me up. When I'm dry, we're not perfect yet. We're not glorified. We fall, we'll be dry. You fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, you're the Lamb of God. Holy is your name, Jesus. You're the Lamb of God. Holy is your name. Look back once more at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 24. Because the last part of this incredible description, the seventh element, forgiveness means we will forever enjoy His complete forgiveness. This is what the blood of Jesus cries forever. Those completely forgiven come to eternal forgiveness because of Christ's blood. The end of verse 24, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now you've got to be an Old Testament reader to get that little picture. What's that? Do you remember when Cain slaughtered his own brother Abel? And it said, God confronted Cain about it, and He said, "Cain, your brother's blood cries to me from the ground." So what's Abel's blood crying? Revenge. Penalty needed. Murder done. Slaughter inflicted. Avenge, vengeance, O God. That's the blood of Abel. Abel's blood cried from the ground of the beautiful soil of Canaan or of Eden. It cried for God's judgment. So Abel's blood cries judgment. Now look at Hebrews 12. What does Christ's blood cry for? It cries for better words than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel cried from the ground demanding vengeance. The blood of God the Son will forever proclaim we are completely forgiven at an infinite price. We were bought by the love of God who gave His only Son to die in our place. The miracle of complete forgiveness in the present tense. Your choices have eternal consequences. You can know by faith in Christ the complete, forever removal of the guilt and the stain and the penalty of sin. Through Jesus Christ. And through His offering once and for all, as Hebrews 9:12 tells us, made for sin. There is one more hymn, and we still have 2 minutes. It's number 201. And a few weeks ago I referred to this, but if you can find your hymn book again, and you can close your Bible now, I want to let you, as was said earlier in the service, you have been listening, and in the greeting time you got to talk. Well, now in hymn 201, you get to testify. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to say this to the Lord. Hymn 201, Grace That Is Greater Than All of Our Sin. If you find it, stand up with me. And let's say to the Lord. Now, I want you to say it with abandon. I want you to say it with joyfulness. Think of what you would say when the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ is walking you and me up until we're finally standing and we finally get to see God. And we look at Him. And Jesus Christ introduces us to Him. And what is going to be on our hearts and mind then? Well, the hymn writer puts some words in our mouth. Aren't you glad? Sometimes you're not sure what to say. And this is what he says. And let's say that to the Lord before we go. Okay? Read it together with me in unison. Okay? Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. Second stanza. Sin and despair, like the sea waves cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Third stanza. Dark is the stain we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see His face, will you this moment His grace receive? Now you're going to have to answer that for yourself. Because Jesus Christ offers His forgiveness of sin. You know, one of the saddest little accounts in the Gospels, all those religious leaders were all standing around Jesus Christ. He just healed the man that they dropped in front of Him. And it says that the power of God was present to heal them. And they were so hard-hearted. They saw the Son of God in all of His glory standing in front of them. And they saw Him heal that guy. And they saw Him forgive that guy. And they said, I don't want that. And they will forever regret that terrible decision. Let's say the chorus and then I'll close. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.